And we've been hearing about vaccine delays and vaccine demand across Europe this week. But even as the EU rollout lags the US and the UK, COVID-19 infection rates are rising sharply in many countries as the more contagious B.1.1.7 variant takes hold. Our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, can talk to us now about what's going on in other member states. And Tony, the overview across Europe, would it be fair to say the struggle to control this B.1.1.7 variant is failing in many states?
It's certainly taking hold in many states, Sonia, and we're seeing rising caseloads in France and Germany and Poland, Italy as well. And I should say at the outset, as a result of that decision yesterday by the EMA to say that the AstraZeneca vaccine is safe and effective, Germany, France and Italy are immediately resuming vaccinations using the AstraZeneca doses. Spain will resume next week, Sweden as well. Denmark is taking a little bit longer, but I think there is a real concern now that these rollouts can be accelerated because of the new variant, the UK B.1.1.7 variant, that is causing problems. Now, France is to the fore. The government there has announced a one-month lockdown in Paris because of the huge numbers and the complete capacity of the intensive care sector in Paris is now full. 30,000 new cases a day in France, that's up 20%. So the government had a very hard lockdown a year ago and another lockdown in October. And Emmanuel Macron, the president, had been trying to delay a third lockdown since January, but he's effectively yielded to the numbers, although this is not a nationwide lockdown. This is mainly Paris, around Calais and Dunkirk, and around Nice.
Yes, and the president had been saying, hadn't he, that one of the reasons he'd been trying to avoid the lockdowns, particularly for the capital Paris, was because it's harder for people in cities who are, you know, living in apartments more than people who've access to the countryside.
That's right. And of course, there is a political context here because he is facing election next year. So he's trying to manage these lockdowns very carefully. It should be noted that schools will remain open in Paris. People can travel up to 10 kilometres for exercise, but non-essential shops are closing, and that'll be the case in those other regions that I mentioned. Germany as well, real concern there at the UK variant B.1.1.7 taking hold, big increase in numbers. There's concern about a third lockdown in Germany, and the authorities there are starting to get concerned about death loads. The number of cases increased by 17,000 on Thursday. That's the biggest daily increase since the 22nd of January. So concerns there that Germany is going to enter another wave as this new variant takes hold.
Yes, and again, it's the same in so many other countries. Poland having problems as well. And Italy, of course, we all remember those scenes of the trucks coming in to take the coffins away. There were so many casualties a year ago when this first wave hit Europe. They've now hit more than 100,000 dead. So, it you know, a lot of bad news there, Tony.
Yeah, that's right. Italy had been operating on red and orange zones across the various regions, but more and more of those regions have now become red zones. So again, this is down to the new variants, and the government there is now starting to restrict movement between those regions, and obviously movement out and in out of and into Italy. Poland again, 27,000 cases yesterday, new cases yesterday. That's almost double the caseload of last week, and real concerns in Poland that the health service there is really suffering under these numbers. And again, people are looking at the effect of the new variants and waiting for vaccinations to become a lot more prevalent.
And of course, we've seen the impact of a year of restrictions on the work of the Commission and the Council and the Parliament. How's Belgium doing?
Belgium's kind of had an ongoing lockdown since November. It has really pulled back any activity in the hospitality sector, bars, cafes, restaurants, have all been closed since November. There was no relaxation of that over Christmas. And so the numbers here have been kind of manageable. Notable that Belgium didn't suspend the AstraZeneca vaccine because of those health concerns over blood clots. And while the vaccination rollout has been slow in Belgium, like in other countries, it is starting to pick up. And they're hoping, again, like everybody else, that they could start hitting the 70% of adults target by sometime in the summer.
And Ireland, I mean, we're doing relatively better at the moment, aren't we, compared to many European countries. But I suppose our experience of this B117 wave, which has been with us since Christmas, it's very hard to get the numbers down. And we're looking at a lot of restrictions until vaccinations have an impact. That's a tough message, isn't it, for Europe that had been hoping for a reopening this summer and where there have been problems so far with the rollout of the vaccine.
Yes, I mean, I think it was certainly noticed in Europe that Ireland in January and just after Christmas had that huge spike in cases, and that was in part due to the new variant. And certainly Micheál Martin, when he was at one of the video conferences with other EU leaders, was outlining the impact of the variant and the steps Ireland had to take. And I think we are now seeing a replica of that across Germany, France, other countries as that variant takes hold. I mean, it is a lot more transmissible and more dangerous. So that is why there is real concern now that the vaccination rollout intensifies. The figures that the Commission has published in this week seem to suggest that the second quarter will be a lot more bountiful for the across the board Moderna, Pfizer, BioNTech and Johnson & Johnson. So that's where the hope lies.
Europe editor Tony Connolly, thank you for that and for ending on a note of hope.